Welcome to today's episode. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about how to choose the right color scheme. Most of us understand the basics of the color wheel, from primary and secondary color to how certain color combinations work together. However, how you interpret the color wheel can be so much more than simply knowing how to mix and mingle red, yellow, blue, orange, purple, and green. Knowing various color schemes helps boost our color knowledge, and this is essential for creativity, such as artists and designers. Now let's consider the harmonic color schemes. Although it is enjoyable to experiment with color schemes by choosing color randomly based on our individual preference, there are a number of color combinations known as harmonic color schemes that are considered especially pleasing. Harmonic color schemes consist of two or more colors on the color that have a specific relationship based on their position and distance from one another. Before we discuss the basics, it helps if you are similar with some of the most common used color terms, and they are tint, a color that has been lightened by adding white, where the color of paint as it appears out of the tube unmixed, and tone, a color that has been lightened or darkened by adding gray, shade, a color that has been darkened by adding black. When you're working with color schemes, you should consider using each color extended range. This includes its shade, tints, and tones, but will offer the eye some restful color that have been lightened, darkened, or neutralized. This variation also allows the more powerful saturated color to be used more sparingly for emphasis when needed. If you want to work with colors of your choice but you're not sure of how to start, you can be helpful to do some quick color sketches. If you need color inspiration, go to the hardware store and pick up some color chips or swatches in the holes you want to work with. It is useful to see the colors together, and you can easily modify your palette by adding and removing colors to suit your taste. Once you've made your color palette, that's it. Mix and blend those colors to create new worlds, including beautiful on-fire grays and other related variations. Now let's move on the various color schemes. Talking about the color schemes, it has to do with the common color combination. But before you get there properly, you have to make a sketch of the color wheel, making it elaborate and understandable for you to comprehend it and study it very well before you look into the color combinations. And first, we'll be talking about analog color schemes, which uses three or more colors that sit next to one another on the color wheel. And another one is the monochromatic color schemes, uses things, tones, and shades within the same whole or color family. And the next one, which is the 3D color schemes, uses the three colors that are evenly spaced around the color wheel. Another one is the complementary color schemes, uses colors opposite of each other on the color wheel. And that is it about the color combination. Let's now look about developing a color scheme. Let's explore the way a color scheme is created. Start with a photo reference. Use a reference photo as a springboard to work on the overall design of the image for dynamic position. The most important aspect of a good painting is a good underlying design. If you bypass the step, you will end up simply copying exactly what you see in front of you. And really does natural offer the best possible composition for a successful painting. You will often have to move mountains, trees, and anything else that weakens rather than strengthen your composition. And this is about choosing a color for your ads. If you follow these guidelines, I promise you, you're gonna make a perfect choice for your colors.